USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending part of his Friday assessing the damage from Hurricane Ida in Louisiana. The president meeting with state and local officials in the New Orleans area, saying response to natural disasters should never be political, by adding, it's about saving lives, which is music to Republican Congressman Steve Scalise's ears.
These are times where people pull together and help each other. Sure, we made very specific requests to the president. I talked to him a little while ago at the airport, but I'm going to be talking to him again about specific things, both waivers from the federal government to move stuff along, cutting red tape, getting FEMA to deliver on some things we need here.
More than two dozen people are dead and six more are still missing in New Jersey following Hurricane Ida. Governor Phil Murphy saying the state continues to deal with flooding and problems connected to the historic rainfall. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
President Biden is slamming the new abortion law in Texas. Speaking at the White House, Biden explains the law appears to create a, quote, vigilante system, close quote, offering rewards for reporting possible abortions, and said it seems almost un-American. As far as what the administration can do, Biden says,
I was told that there are possibilities within the existing law to have the Justice Department look and see whether are there things that can be done that can limit the independent action of individuals in enforcing a federal system, a state law.
The U.S. Labor Secretary is admitting the work to recover jobs lost during the pandemic isn't done. This comes after the economy added only 235,000 jobs in August, which fell way short of expectations. Wall Street heading into the long Labor Day weekend on a down note, the Dow falling 74 points to close at 35,369. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Homeless veterans are feeling abandoned as they watch the U.S. government care for other countries' citizens.
As American veterans see the U.S. government opening up the southern border to millions of people from other countries, and now the tens of thousands of Afghan refugees, they're wondering why the U.S. government can't help the unknown number of vets living on the streets of America. Eli Crane, former Navy SEAL and Republican congressional candidate in Arizona, tells Fox News his views on the abandonment.
And it really makes, I think, many of us hope and wonder that why we can't get our priorities straight in this country, why we can't take care of Americans first, especially those of us that have actually fought and were willing to die for this country. It's actually pretty tough to come back to a country that struggles with patriotism. And when you see so much, you know, anti-patriotic rhetoric coming out of the media and Hollywood and everywhere else, and these men and women were willing to fight and die for it, that's really hard to deal with.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another Florida apartment building is said to be unsafe. It's just about 1 mile from the Surfside condo building that collapsed over 2 months ago, killing nearly 100 people. Residents of a Bay Harbor Islands apartment building north of Miami were told to evacuate on Thursday. The building is 73 years old, and engineers say it has significant structural defects. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.